This is Smoke Break Podcast.
420.
It is 420.
420.
Right.
Damn.
420.
420. Welcome to another podcast.
Welcome to another podcast at 420. 420 with your host at The Real Neil Diamond at the CBD and Hemp Warehouse.
At the CBD and Hemp Warehouse.
And friends.
With The Real Neil Diamond.
With D the D. Mo the Mo.
Hey, hey.
Hey, George.
It's cracking, dog.
You don't got a nickname?
George.
You know, I never had one, bro.
Nah.
My whole life, fool.
Really?
Neighborhood and everything. Never had nothing.
Damn.
Like, I wasn't cool enough, bro.
I wasn't cool enough? Or were they too scared to give you a nickname?
Nah, I just don't know. Maybe they called me nickname behind my back.
Behind your back?
Bro, I never knew I had one.
Damn. Get your ass over here. We're over here.
Mr. Neil Diamond, did you ever have a
couch?
Did you ever have a nickname?
Couch, yo.
Yeah, they used to call me a lot.
George's breaking in the new couch. We got a new couch in the podcast room. It's the back end of a 66 60 Impala. Whew.
Front Mr. door's Ogre. Open. Somebody opened the front door.
Mr. Ogre.
All right, got
hopefully
my bond.
A special guest.
Officially. Special guest host.
Special guest.
Got my bond. I'm
secret guest. Mystery guest.
For the license with the state.
They gave you the bond.
What would be the ideal mystery guest for you, Neil? Huh? Like, you would be so a clown. Just appear out of nowhere, like we have a fucking clown.
Yeah.
Or a mime or
would it be a female or would it be
female with a short.
If it was a female, I'd be in trouble. But
what about a group of females?
Who would I bring as a guest host?
Yeah.
See, I could bring someone pretty big if you like.
Who? Bigger than you?
Bigger than me?
Orale.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not going to be no other jeweler. But, I got a lot of people that are my friends that are, like, just, like, here in Fresno. Like
yeah.
They do the same thing, but in L.A. Like, my boy Bugsy the Plug.
Bugsy.
That fool was a big, you know, pusher.
Yeah, there's some ballers in Fresno. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that fool's, I could bring him. He's from L.A., Bugsy
the
Plug.
There's some people that make money here in town. Mm-hmm.
You're one of the original ballers, O'Neal. The original baller, probably.
Well, it's just, you know, I've been... It's because I told you, it's like, just how you guys, you know, like, it's just marketing. In the beginning, I should just fucking just hit everybody up. Just be like, hey, what's up? Like, I do this. I can hook you up, you know?
Yeah, do you want something?
I did too, fool. Like, in the beginning, when I first started 420 college, I fucking swear I used to call everybody, try to hook up. But just like always, nobody wanted to play with me.
I feel like my pops, me and my pops, because, like, we work in the jewelry business, you know? And,
right.
Like, fucking, there's a lot of money coming in and out just, like, with you guys, you know? And it's like we say, like, why am I going to take this diamond, you know, from you? When I'm gonna take $10,000 from you when I can make $100,000
right.
in 1 year.
Right.
You know?
Motherfuckers trip over.
Working.
Trip over tens and tens of dollars to pick up pennies and shit.
Exactly.
When they can't see the rest of it.
Exactly.
You're like, and then you the bad guy because mm-hmm. you trusted them, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm telling you, bro, if the shoe fits, wear it, homie.
Mm-hmm. You ever watch that movie, The Departed?
That's the one with the what's his name? The
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's with a lot of actors.
Yeah. A lot of good, A-list actors. That's your movie right there, George. It's all about just not mistrust, you know.
And the thing is, here's the thing, not just that $10 you're talking about, but overall, is because if you win, I win.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
My goal is to make sure you win. That's my goal.
Same here.
So if you win,
I win.
Mm-hmm. If you lose, I lose.
Exactly. It stops right there.
Stops right there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I mean. Like, why am I going to take 10 when I can make 100?
Right.
Because if the 10 is going to stop right there, you know?
Right. And that's going to be it.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, you going to run out without, like, you're going to run out and you're going to be right back into the same shit that you were before you got that fucking 10.
Right. And you're going to be, you're obviously still going to be in the same circles and you're going to come across each other. If you're in the same business, mm-hmm. you will come across each other again.
Yep.
Or know somebody who knows somebody that knows them and.
You know? And I mean, like, I tell people too, bro, like, I never fight about money. And I don't. I never, ever fight about money because money is there for us to make. Exactly. And we make that shit, bro. Like, we literally make that shit. So I will never fight over money with anybody. It's the principle of the thing of, hey, bro, like, we were working together. I trusted you. You trusted me. Yeah. Right. Working together to make more money. Like, why are you going to be like that? I've lost money before. I've lost money before, and I look at, like, that movie Bronx Tale, you know, when the dude says, you know, that's the last $20 that he took from you. Like, you never got to see this fool. You never got to lose any more money off of him. He's never going to bother you. He's never going to knock on your door. So you bought that person for that $20.
Right.
But that's what it is. But I don't want to own anybody, bro. I just want to make more money. That's why I never fight about money. Exactly. Because money we can always make.
Exactly.
That is true. Relationships is very hard to fucking fix.
Fix, uh-huh. Or to trust again, yeah?
Or to trust, because what you do, you fucked it up for him now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now I don't trust his ass because of what you did to me.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know nothing about him.
And that guy had nothing to do with the fucking shit. And he's actually an honest person.
How could you, Neil? Neil would do some shit like that to me. Yeah.
To you?
Yeah.
Yeah, too, Mo.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm looking out for Neil.
Make sure to publish this one, fool. I want everybody. Bro, like, Ryan's sitting there. We're talking. Yeah. We're like, bro, count all the money because it's not just you or you. It's like a whole bunch of people. Dude. So it's like, this motherfucker owes me $2,000. This motherfucker owes me $3,000. This motherfucker owes me $6,000. This motherfucker owes me $5,000. Like, you add that shit up, you're like, damn, that's like 20 fucking grand, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it'd be nice if I had that 20 grand in my pocket. I'd buy me a new car and shit, you know?
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
You just fucked up, fool.
Buy yourself a little toy. You know?
There's no need for that, bro. There's always more money. Like, we can make way more money. And we ain't no bitches either, fool. We could always make more money. Money ain't shit.
Exactly. And business, right? Business, I mean, like, you're trying to venture into, like, different businesses that they try to, like, convince you into doing or something?
Well, you trust them. Like, in our game, like, I would give you a couple things, and then you would go.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
Trying to make that money. And
trying to make that money.
Bring it back, supposedly.
And then bring me back my money.
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes
that's
it doesn't work out
that way.
You
put your money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Seems simple.
Seems very simple.
Yeah. People don't understand the bringing back the money.
People don't understand. Well, what happens is either something happened to him on the way or on the way back, and he lost the money, or he didn't count his money right, and he had bills to pay. A lot of times what happens is my experience has been when you let people drag with money is when they lose the money, because they'll get paid, they'll have the money in their pocket. If you hit them up that same day or the next day, they'll give it to you because they have it right there.
But if you don't, then they're going to go pay some bills with it
and
hit you the next time they get
next time, yep.
some cash.
And so if I come see you like a month later, it's going to be like, hey, G, like, I don't have it. Like, what happened to it?
That's a problem stemming down to our school system, I think, that we were never taught how to run a bank account. Did you get taught how to write a check in school? Did you get taught how to balance your bank account? How much money to keep
in
your pocket?
Cause
you know, I think that's something that stems from small. Like, even their parents didn't teach them that, so they don't understand that value of, well, I made money, I need to set this money aside for savings for a rainy day, and I need to put this money for the car payment. And you know, they just take their money and make their payments on what they got, and it's, you know, who's ever at the end, you're fucked if I got zero. And you should have hit me up before those people hit me up. Man,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There is no line. It's just pretty much if I got it.
That happened to me before. That's why I know. But the thing is, I don't run away from problems. I face them and I work for it. And I go to work and I pay that shit off.
Right.
Like the shit that people owe me, I had to borrow from somebody else. So I had to owe them that money. So it's not like it's mine, perfectly mine, and you just owe me. No, but it's like I got it from him.
Right.
And he trusted me with it, and so I have to pay him.
And
he don't give a fuck about what happened to you, because he just trusted me. So right. He's like, yo, I need my shit. And I'm like, well, if I want to not be you, what you did to me, and actually be the person that I'm talking about, I pay his ass.
Right.
But where does that money come from? It didn't come from you.
Right.
It came from me. Like, I had to go to work. I had to go do some other shit.
Right, exactly.
And make money and pay his ass.
Right.
So I can continue doing working with his ass, bro.
Yeah, because you don't want to mess up your
connections. Nah, people don't want to get that concept, bro. They don't want to understand that shit.
Exactly.
And sometimes they might feel like, oh, that's Neil Diamond, bro. This motherfucker's a jeweler. He got $1 million right now in his fucking jewelry store.
That's what everybody thinks, bro. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it don't matter. But if you do have it, but that's your money and shit you have. You know what I mean? It ain't my money. It's your money. Yeah, so if you have the money and you have it, great. You know what I'm saying? I still owe you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't say, Neil's rich, bro. I don't owe him shit.
Exactly.
No, motherfucker.
And that's what I was saying, is it stems from them being taught as children not to pay back their debts, just to pay off what the fuck they got in their pocket till the next time they get money, and then pay what the fuck they got in their pocket. It starts at a young age that these we need to learning how to not save but spend wisely, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, because whether it's your money or not, you're gonna spend it. So spend wisely.
Yeah, all your debts.
And it's sad, too, that they only gave, what was it, $1,200?
I think they're passing another one, isn't it?
You get another one?
Like, I think
for $2,000?
Like, for $2,000?
$2,000 a month for, like, 6 months. But that's why they're trying to hurry up and open up the economy and shit.
I bet.
Bro, they want to put that money in their pocket. They're like, fuck with, fuck with Damon.
Where are they gonna get where are they getting this money from? They're just pulling it out their asses.
From the Federal Reserve, I guess they're printing it or something. I don't know where the fuck they.
Who's that paper company? I need to invest in them.
Which one? Yeah, I don't know. Huh?
They're printing two fucking trillion. That's a lot of fucking paper.
It's a lot of money.
It's to the moon and back. To the moon and back, stacked on top of each other. Come on now. That's a lot of fucking money.
Damn.
Google it. I saw a video.
Really? That's how much money they're paying everybody?
Yes. That's how much they printed. $2 trillion.
If you just stacked every dollar bill going up to the moon.
I think
they
did
back?
That twice, right? $2 trillion one time, and now they're going to do it again, I think.
I didn't know they did it again.
Okay,
I quit watching that. It's getting
they're
too
like
much for me.
Yeah.
I thought you
like
got your
$1,200.
Didn't you get your $1,200?
Huh?
Did you get your $1,200?
No, I didn't. I don't qualify.
No, we don't qualify.
I didn't qualify.
Hey, if you
don't qualify either.
Is that true? If you're immigrant, they don't give it to you or something. Or
I read too that if you're married to an immigrant,
illegal
you don't get it.
Immigrant
illegal
or,
immigrant.
Oh,
if
illegal,
you're married to an illegal immigrant and they know you're married to them, then you
not even your
don't get
your kids don't get it either.
Damn. No, fortunately, California gave $500 to every illegal immigrant.
I don't know how I feel about that either.
I don't know either. I wish they would do it in a
but the illegal immigrants
trustworthy
do
way.
Work and, but here's the thing. A lot of them have TIN numbers, and they're working. They have jobs, and they still pay taxes.
Right. So, well, they pay taxes when they go buy a fucking soda at the store, and it's got tax on it.
Yeah,
that goes right back to the fucking government. So you're not paying taxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let's be real, are any of them making over $100,000 a year?
No.
Okay, then they don't need to be paying straight up. I don't think they need to be paying taxes.
No. Who? Illegal immigrants paying taxes?
Yes.
I mean, why would anybody want to tax a foreign worker?
If they're working.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I don't think we as a people should be paying taxes for income.
That's what I mean.
First of all.
Thank you.
Not just the immigrants, but just like me too.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Including you.
I think everybody should.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm okay with like a homeowners association. So if it went to my neighborhood like $20 a month and they were paving my fucking roads, then that's different of a tax that I would pay. But as for income tax, I agree. No, thank you.
Nah, that's why I think Oregon. No, wait. Oregon doesn't have
sales tax.
Yeah, which state is it that doesn't have income tax? I think it was Idaho or some shit, no?
Seriously?
No, I don't know. I heard somebody doesn't.
Nevada,
andale, that one.
All I got to do is get a fucking residence there.
But that's why, right, a lot of people incorporate their companies in Nevada and shit to prevent
things. Yeah. Yeah,
because you, when you pay taxes, employees, we employers also pay taxes.
Right. Same on amount, top of that. Yeah.
Whatever you pay, I pay.
Right.
And that's robbery right there.
Agreed.
That is.
Fuck. Wait a minute. He has to work and pay on top of that. I gotta pay the same, yes, thing he's paying. Like, yes, what? And that money you never see. Like, that money is gone forever. Like, you never get it back in any kind of way as an employer. Like, that shit never comes back.
And on top of that,
tax? Yeah.
And on top of that, you probably never see it as your Social Security, you know, no, paying nothing into that because we're
like literally just gone. We're, that shit is like robbing you. Like that shit is literally gone, bro. Like, it's gone, and you don't see it back in any way at all.
Like, I don't know the answer to this one. So if you're the employer, I'm the employee, I claim zero on my taxes, so they take them out at the end of the year.
Well, that's not an employee. In that case, you are a subcontractor. You were a private contractor.
Okay.
Or independent contractor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then do 1099. So at 1099, you pay taxes with the 1099. And this isn't tax advice, folks. I'm just saying from my personal experience. But I'm talking.
I was just wondering on the 1099. Disclaimer. Yeah. If the 1099 was.
Yeah. This ain't Trump telling you to fucking snort bleach.
Right. It's a personal opinion on taxes.
But if you did want to snort bleach, that's your thing.
He was saying inject it, so.
That motherfucker's a G. He straight got up and told people to fucking inject fucking Lysol. And people, he said, the fucking, the why they got 100 calls within the first, like, I think, half hour or hour or some shit. Like, people were like, huh? What, honey, do we have any motherfucking Lysol or Clorox syringes?
Do we got any syringes?
Hey, Ma, do we have any syringes?
Long enough to reach my lungs?
Oh, damn.
Right?
Straight to the lungs, huh?
He said we're going to use that to fucking...
Wait, what do you mean?
The craziest part, I think, about it is he was asking a doctor.
No, he question. Did he tell the doctor to sit the fuck down? I think he did.
I've only seen clips. Hey, what
Trump
I saw
is a gangster,
was him asking a doctor, could we have them maybe inject, and he didn't even say Clorox, but he said, could we have them inject a disinfectant? Mm-hmm. So he never said, I recommend it. Mm-hmm. You should do that.
No, bro, but you're not supposed to ask that question like at all. Like, I don't think he realizes that he's president. I don't think he knows, bro. Somebody ought to let him know, like, hey, fool.
Agreed. I don't think
fool, you the president of the United States. Like, you might, like
do you know what you're saying right now?
Shit, yeah. Like, pull your pants up, bro. Like, shit like that. Okay, you know how your pants are pulled up right now? Yeah, okay, like that. Stop saying dumb shit.
Like that, bro.
Stop saying dumb shit. Dead. And just do your job, bro.
Right?
Just do your job, bro. And stop saying stupid
shit. I'm not going to lie. You be saying some stupid shit.
So, it's going to go one of two ways. Either coronavirus is going to hit again and he's going to do some martial law shit and be president until he decides, right? Right? Or he and Joe Biden are going to get to fucking talk back to forth on a fucking debate in September or whenever.
I don't think they're going to do debate, fool.
Oh, come on.
I don't think they will, bro. I think Trump might back out of it because remember, He did one, I think, already. Didn't he? Didn't he back out of a fucking...
Biden?
No, not Biden.
No, Trump.
No.
No, I don't think he did either.
No. Oh, last year, yeah. When they did one of those debates and he didn't participate or something in the last one. Remember when Republicans had like 10 people and shit?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the Republican versus the Democrat.
Before. Yeah, but I think he's going to be a gangster on that one and be like, I ain't doing it. I think he's going to be a G.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a G and just be like, I'm not like, fuck this shit. Like,
because
it is
ran by the CNN government.
Yeah, and they're going to ask him real questions and he's not going to be able to tell him, hey, you shut the fuck up. Like, you sit the fuck down. And
right,
shut
yeah,
the fuck
he's
up.
Not going to be able to
he's
do
gonna
that.
He's going to have to answer that shit, fool.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a biatch.
That's going to cause some civil intention when the presidential candidate refuses to go to a presidential debate. and wins the candidacy because
I think that fool's not gonna do it, fool.
Do you think that might cause Joe Biden to win?
That's the thing. Because
the whole country will be listening to Joe Biden talk, and you know we may be on a quarantine again. I think Joe Biden's going to
win if he chooses the right VP. Yeah. But if he chooses Kamala, I like Kamala, but she was a DA, bro. Like she was arresting people for weed while she was in California.
Well, she smoked weed herself.
Yeah, but she was arresting people, prosecuting people for weed in California while she was DA.
I think Trump's going to win again.
That's what I think too. I think Trump's going to pull another one, bro. I think that fool's going to come through and fuck some shit up.
So even without going to these debates, you're going to have Joe Biden.
Because you don't have to.
Talking to the people for three times by himself because,
Trump. He's not going to go by himself. Trump, you know, like,
Trump will give his own press conference?
Yeah, because he does anyways. Like, he already does his rallies. Like, that fool's doing rallies on taxpayer money right now.
That's fucking
right? Like, damn near every day he's having a rally and shit on taxpayer money.
I don't want to pay my taxes no more.
That's just, right? Exactly.
I think I should choose what my taxes go to, my $12 that I pay a year.
You know, especially when Trump never paid taxes.
The Simpsons had a girl as president after Trump. You seen that episode of The Simpsons where Trump's president?
No.
Well, the Simpsons have an episode where Trump is, like, the president. Like, Lisa looks into, like, she's at a fortune teller at a carnival. Oh,
okay.
And then she looks into the future, and then in the future, Trump's president. And after Trump's president, she becomes president.
But
she's a girl.
Okay, so it's not Simpson? The same episode.
Lisa, yeah.
Oh, no way.
And she's a white girl, you know?
I don't think...
So it might be... They might.
I mean, if
it was weird how the Simpsons get it right, you know, they always predict shit like that.
There's a lot of good people that would be good for America.
Didn't they say that Trump was going to get assassinated?
What about Hillary? What's up with her?
I don't think her. I think he should
Hillary?
Yeah, I don't think her. I think he should pick, like, I think it should be somebody black woman.
What about Tulsi Gabbard?
Who?
Tulsi Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah, no, I kind of didn't like her in the debate, fool. I kind of didn't feel her.
Have you seen her do her workouts?
No.
Damn.
She does things. No shit. Damn.
What's the ad on Instagram?
What's the Instagram,
Tulsi
bro?
Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard, yeah. Official.
I will have to go check that out.
Yeah.
Shout out Tulsi Gabbard.
She ran for president. I think she's still running for president. She hasn't.
Libertarian?
No. Damn, Democrat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of didn't like her in the debate. She was too, it seemed like corporate-y and like she was like, looked like she was somebody's puppet. It looked that way. Man, those dabs are on hit, huh?
Right? How you feeling over there, Neil?
I haven't touched those since the last time I had a heart attack. I'm not trying to fucking have another one.
It's not the dab, it's the joint.
That's right, buddy.
You may think I can't see it, but
we put some melatonin in it for you.
I know.
So what's on the table right there? Samples?
Yeah, we got some samples.
What do we have here?
300 mg, right?
Milligram, yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna use them as samples. I think I'm gonna put like some kind of a brand on them.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Smoke Break Podcast. This episode was brought to you by the CBD and Hemp Warehouse. For the premium selection of CBD flower and products, go to cbdandhempwarehouse.com.